This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 136. Today, a real-life student talking about real-life scores and advice.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we're talking to Fatima Hassan, who has been preparing for IELTS, got her scores, but wants to do better. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. This is Jessica Beck, and I have a super special treat for you guys. We have a real live student today. her name is Fatima Hassan, and you're from Jeddah, is that right?
Yes, from Saudi Arabia. Yeah, Jeddah in Saudi Arabia.
Great. And you have been taking our course, the Three Keys IELTS course.
Yes, the awesome course.
and then you took IELTS for the first time, right?
Yes.
What scores did you get?
Overall, I get 6.
Okay. Okay.
The listening was 6, and reading 6.5.
Oh wow!
Writing 5, and speaking I got 6.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you probably want to improve your writing most of all, right?
Yeah. For sure.
So why do you think you got a 5? What was most difficult about the writing?
It was in the task 1. Task 1, it's like a static essay. There's a chart and a lot of numbers. But the real problem, I took a long time in brainstorming, in planning.
Okay.
Like 10 minutes. The examiner said 10 minutes left, and I was like nervous and tried to write anything to make task 1, to continue to task 2. So this is the problem, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. So let's talk about how you prepared for the test, okay? So I know that you did our course. So, I mean, you understand how to analyze a static graph and choose the right numbers and organize the essay. So it was the brainstorming. It was the planning that was difficult. And I think a lot of students spend too much time with that, right?
Yes.
So, Fatima, when you were practicing before the exam, did you practice the timing?
No, I didn't have a time.
Did you sit down?
Yeah, continue.
Yeah, so something I tell our listeners and the students in our course to try to do, right, is to, like, 1 week to 2 weeks before the exam, we need to sit down at least 3 times a week, yeah? And, like, give yourself that 1 hour to complete the 2 essays, because yeah, you need to practice that timing. It sounds like that's really what, like, killed your score.
Yes. The timing was killed me. So because I was sometimes the times kills me and I need more time. But sometimes I didn't recognize the time is gone. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, the examiner will write on the whiteboard, like, how much time you have left.
And,
like 20 minutes left, 10 minutes left. But that's, you know, on test day, that's not going to help you if you haven't already practiced, like, how much time you need. Right?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah. I discovered that in the hard way. In the exam.
So we've cleared that up. If practice your timing and you feel good about that, do you feel good about writing the essay? Do you feel good about everything else?
Yes, yes, of course. Of course, I want to practice the timing in the task one, and also planning, some planning, and understanding more easily the chart and all tables and the graphs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that is not an easy thing to understand. Nobody spends time writing about numbers like that. It's very unnatural.
Yeah, I know.
So, my advice to you personally, Fatima, would be to review the writing modules, right? Spend some time in the writing modules, reviewing those. And then you really have to force yourself to sit down and practice that timing, 5 minutes planning, 30 minutes writing, 5 minutes checking, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, also I'm thinking about read more business article, though it's boring for me, but it's helping the phrases and the synthesis.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's one of the, activities in the study plan, right? That comes with the course.
Yes. When I was a study, it's helping me a lot, but I feel I need more,
Oh, of course. Of course. Yes. Always, right? We always need to learn more.
Yes.
Yeah. So one of the, and I think Fatima would agree that one of the big advantages of our course is the study plan that we offer.
Yes. 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 I was completely unorganized, and I was like, after I read about general information about the ILS, I need something to make me very organized. I tried something, but it didn't work. So when I see three keys islands, oh my God, with the road blind, okay, I'm for it. Go for it, yes.
That's fantastic. That's so, that makes me so happy, Fatima, to
hear
that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, guys, for this, yes.
If you are ready to get into our step-by-step system with the daily learning plan to guide you to your target score, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, watch the video on the homepage, and get into your trial for $1 for the first 3 days. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. See you there.
So the study plan, I'll just describe it quickly for our listeners. It has, two activities, 5 days a week or 6 days a week, and it tells you exactly what to do every day to improve your testing ability and to improve your overall English. So one of these like extra activities that Fatima is talking about, and all these activities are things that I give my students in real life that help them, like I've tested these out. So
I was enjoying all the materials and the extra activities. It's really enjoying. Sometimes I add more time to practice it. And some, you said like in the road blend, watch two videos. I watch something for sometimes 4 or 5. It's interesting and enjoying. I love that. About the road blend.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
That's so good. I mean, if you're not enjoying what you're studying, you're not going to remember as much. You're not to learn as much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So one of the things that Fatima mentioned to improve your vocabulary for writing task one, because as we said, writing task one is not a normal thing. Like you need to prepare specifically for this. So you can improve your vocabulary by reading the business section or finance section of the newspaper, like the New York Times or the Washington Post, and try to find phrases, like words, phrases, whole sentences that you think are interesting that describe numbers, right? Like anything that is talking about increasing or decreasing
and
or
degrees,
highest or lowest.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
So you, like Fatima said, it's so exciting. Like reading the business section is not super fun.
Yeah, I don't have, hate some numbers talking, but it's for task one.
Yeah, exactly. You have to do it. I mean, that's my like least favorite part of the IELTS test is that writing task one. And
I know you like task two. You like task two.
I love it. I love task two. But unfortunately, I can't make everything super, super fun, but at least I try to make it as fun as possible. So especially like if you could find, you know, one or two articles in the business section that might be interesting, that's mm-hmm. the best we can do.
Yeah, and every topic there is numbers. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. Do you have your next exam scheduled?
No, not yet, because there is something still up in the air. So there is something I'm not confirmed yet. Maybe after 3 months.
Okay.
I'm thinking about it, 3 months.
Great. That's perfect. Yeah. Yes. I would say, you know, if our listeners get, because most people do not get the score they want on their first try. You know,
yes,
it's really hard. And I mean, you did really well, Fatima. I mean, 6.5 in reading, like that is awesome.
Oh, reading, the timing in the reading was killing me. Oh my God. I remember the nervous, oh, but it's good that I was surprised by the mark.
Yeah, no, that's score. Fantastic. Well, shows you what practice can do, right? I mean, that's amazing. And I mean, an overall six is awesome. Good. And I mean, the main problem, the main reason you got a 5 for writing is just timing. So, like, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just practice that one strategy, that one key skill of controlling your time, then you could easily shoot up to a 6.5 or 7 overall. You know?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, okay. I love the three keys. It's very simple and you can remember it easily in the exam.
Cool. Yay, that makes me so happy. I mean, I just love talking to real students, and it makes my heart so happy to know that these things that Lindsay and I create and work so hard on are, you know, are helping you guys.
Yeah, thank you. It's for sure it's helping us. Thank you, you guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, sounds like there's a knock at the door, Fatima.
Yes.
All right. Well, I will let you go then. And let me just summarize quickly for our listeners. Fatima has been working really hard doing our 3 keys IELTS system. And even in her first go at the IELTS, 6.5 in reading, 6 overall, the only reason why she scored lower in writing was the timing. So remember, guys, you have to sit down and force yourself to practice that timing to include all 3 steps, the planning, writing, and checking. And we also said, I know task one is weird and difficult, but if you take our course, I give you guys the 3 keys strategies to make task one as simple as possible. Yes. So, Fatima, thank you so much for coming on today. It was so nice to talk to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to having me here.
All right. Fantastic. And good luck. And Fatima, if you need anything else, get in touch on Facebook in the Facebook group or send us some emails, okay?
Yes, of course. It is Jessica and Lindsay. Of course.
All right, Fatima. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day and good luck.
Yeah, I'm going to rock in the next exam, you know?
You're totally going to rock. I love it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Fatima. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.